This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, July 1st. Well, a lot of action in cattle yesterday because there was a lot of action in the corn complex and in the greater grain complex as well, with the plantings report delivering a very bullish report for corn and soybeans because plantings were notably less than what the trade was looking for. So corn shoots higher, closes limit up. Beans were close to limit up. And of course, feeder cattle, taking a look at yet again another rise in feed grain prices and seeing an outside day lower in feeders. So again, we started out a little bit higher, but ended the day lower with an outside day lower. So it sure seems to me that feeder cattle have found their high, at least in the intermediate term. And it comes as they were testing the highs from earlier this spring. And therefore, you know, it's showing on the charts is more of a double top formation, and that adds to some of the selling interest by many of like hedge funds or spec traders going to look at this and say we're failing at a double top, and that would add more fuel to that bearish fire. We are approaching some gap levels that were left in mid-June that might offer some support, but it seems that corn is not relenting. We're surging higher on the night session, and that would suggest that we're going to get yet more selling pressure in feeder cattle. So we've got that, more expensive feed grain. We've got the cash trade on fed cattle starting to show some signs of weakening as well. So far this week, and it's been fairly active trade, the fed cash trade is around 124 on the average. That's down 2 from last week. Dress trade at 200 actually is up 2 from last week. But the box beef just continues to implode. We are on a very slippery slope for box beef. Down another 105 yesterday at 291, and that follows the day before we were down 5. And the day before that on Monday, we were down 7. So just this week alone, we've dropped $13 in the choice box beef. So choice is sitting at 291, select was down 113, we're sitting at 269. The spread was up 8 at 2202. So the choice box beef has been down for 15 days in a row, and it's dropped $48 in that time span. The select is almost as bad. We're down 12 of the last 14 days, and it has dropped $41. So it's been quite the implosion in box beef values. And yet cash trade has actually gone up or over the last couple weeks, and has, again, this week we're down a couple dollars on the Fed trade. So clearly this is coming out of the pockets of the packer, who has found themselves in a complete 180 from where they were a month ago, in total control of the beef complex. And now they're just scrambling, you know, trying to pull more cattle out of the feedlots. I would think that that's going to be easier to do with corn limit up yesterday and strongly higher again today. More heat coming into the Midwest. Feed grain prices are going to get much more expensive. And I would imagine that feedlots are going to be willing to let go of these cattle easier than they were here even just a week ago when corn was on its face. So it's been a complete turnaround in the corn complex as well. And as we head into pollination, you know, you're probably going to need to rebuild some weather premium into corn and beans. That just stokes more fodder for the bull. And with wheat harvest, pressure should be us abiding here fairly soon as we work our way into northern Kansas. That's going to allow wheat, I think, to float higher as well, along with the corn. And all of this suggests that grain prices are moving higher. It's going to be more expensive to feed cattle. They're going to let them go at lighter weights. So you're not going to get the beef production, but you are going to get the numbers coming out of the feedlot. So I think that's going to ease up on the packers' situation. But the problem is beef prices are, you know, all-time highs in the grocery store, and the consumer is just simply saying no. We were wondering what would happen. Coming out of COVID, demand for everything is strong. And, you know, there's a lot more traveling going on. We figured, well, we're going to see pretty decent beef consumption, whether it's fast food or just backyard grilling. But clearly the consumer is responding with a resounding, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to pay that for a steak or even hamburger. And this is going to backfire pretty fast into the beef complex. You're still going to have numbers coming out of the feedlots. You're still going to have numbers going in. But this is, I think, ultimately going to, I think, give us that next leg down into the heart of summer, probably extending into August for that normal seasonal low. Longer term, of course, we do have the herd size reducing. We do have, demand. You've always got your stable demand. So I think, feeder cattle will have its correction here to the downside. It's got to respond to corn, but I don't think all is lost. Their pasture conditions have improved significantly across the southern and central plains. Demand for calves is still fairly strong. That said, on the northern plains, this heat wave is coming back, and it's going to create significant stress, not only for the crops, but livestock producers. You're probably going to see another wave of herd liquidation going on across the northern plains. So that's going to push a lot of cattle into the auction yards and probably also lend to some pressure in the feeder cattle index. So a couple things going against feeder cattle, that, the drought, and of course higher grain prices, I think are just going to combine to create significant pressure in the feeder cattle right in front of us, probably the next 4 to 6 weeks. As we get into the fall, it'll be a different story because all those calves are already placed. And so, you're going to come into the fall, I think, with much better demand for calves, presuming the economy is doing okay. Fed cattle prices, they could be well supported because of the high grain prices. And you're not going to put on those expensive pounds at the very end to finish off these cattle. So you're not going to get a lot of choice box beef from that. That should support that. But in general, right in front of us, I think it's consumer demand and it's box beef values that I think are going to drag the complex lower, and feeder cattle will take the biggest hit. As you get into the fall, it could be a much different story, but the way I look at it, feed grain prices are going to stay high for quite some time, likely into the next growing season. So we just have to prepare for a short corn crop here, a wheat crop that's already being consumed barely off the combine, and it's going to just continue to support the grain space. So, that's going to have to be penciled in for at least another year. That's going to offset somewhat the demand for feeder cattle as you see these herd sizes reduce yet even more this year. So it's an interesting combination where, demand for these calves will probably decline because of high feed grain prices, but at the same time, supply is decreasing as well. Short term, I look for more downside pressure in feeder cattle, especially live cattle probably will get some correction. Longer term, I think that sets us up for some pretty good moves to the upside. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.